Well, last week together on 5 Minutes in Church History, we looked at the life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and one of those episodes in his life that we did not get to, though it was only a life of 39 years, was a very full and adventurous life. But one of those episodes concerned his time in London. From October of 1933 through the spring of 1934, Dietrich Bonhoeffer pastored two churches in the city of London. One of these was called the Sydenham Church. And by the way, that church building was destroyed by bombs during World War II. The other one was St. Paul's Lutheran Church. These were small Lutheran congregations. Many of those in the congregation had fully assimilated into British life. In fact, most of them spoke English, and their German was not all that good. Dietrich Bonhoeffer could speak both German, obviously, and English quite well. And so of all his sermon manuscripts, these sermons were manuscripted in English. When he first got there and preached his first sermon at the Sydenham Church, he preached on 2 Corinthians 5:20, a text where Paul tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ. He opens the sermon by talking about how sometimes it can be difficult when there's a new pastor and a new minister, and how do we relate to that? And we can grow attached to our previous minister. But here's what Bonhoeffer counseled them. For the congregation, however, this means that at this point, everything depends on its being led to let go of the issue of the person and to look instead to the Lord of the church, to pay attention to the preaching rather than the preacher. And then he says, and to have only one question, is this truly the gospel of our God that we are hearing? Or is it the kind of arbitrary thinking that human beings invent, which blossoms today and withers away tomorrow like the grass of the field? There is really only one question for a congregation to ask its pastor. Are you offering us the eternal word of God? The word of life, wherever you can, in the pulpit and in daily life? Or are you giving us stones instead of bread? That's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer says. The question is not get attached to this person or, oh, I like that person, but what are they preaching and are they preaching the gospel? It's also in this sermon that he talks about how out there, he says, out there on the streets of London, they are all running after the latest sensations. The excitements of evening in the big city, never knowing that the real sensation, something infinitely more exciting, is happening in here. Here, where eternity and time meet. Here, where the immortal God receives mortal human beings. Bonhoeffer says, why is this the case? Why is it that folks are out there on the London city streets and think what's out there is more sensational than what's being preached and the word of God here within these walls of a church? He says, it is because we ourselves have made the church and keep on making the church into something which it is not. We talk too much about the false, trivial human things and ideas in the church and too little about God. It is because we make the church into a playground for all sorts of feelings of ours, instead of a place where God's word is obediently received and believed. These were the sermons that Dietrich Bonhoeffer preached there at Sydenham and at St. Paul's Lutheran. It was also while he was in London that he undertook an intensive study of the Sermon on the Mount, and that would result in his book, in German one word, Nachfolge. In English, we title it The Cost of Discipleship. He began that work in the fall of 1933 in the city of London. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I see we have a little bit of time for a quote, this from our friend John Bunyan and The Pilgrim's Progress on God's Armory for the church, and they led him into the armory, where they showed him all manner of furnishings which their Lord had provided for pilgrims: sword, shield, helmet, breastplate, all prayer, and shoes that would not wear out. And there was here enough of this to furnish as many men for the service of their Lord as there be stars in heaven for multitude.